The Denton City Council sat through more than 8 hours of public comment on the proposal to put forth a ban on hydraulic fracturing or fracking for oil and gas recovery within the city limits. Over 500 folks showed up and the hearing went into the wee hours of the morning. After all of that, the vote was a solid 5-2 against banning fracking in Denton. But the circus of the uninformed and easily frightened doesn't pack up the tent and move to the next town. Nope. Due to the petition process in Denton, now that the council has voted the matter down, it moves to a public vote in November. More time for the Mother Earth heretics and Luddites to amp up their scare campaign over fracking. Last year, I was interviewed by an oil and gas trade journal writer and told him that the industry better start paying attention to local jurisdiction regulation and bans. Reviewing the local press each day from across Texas gives me an almost unique ability to spot trends that others miss, but alas, the writer didn't print my warnings in the story. Many municipalities, including Lubbock, Denton, Arlington, Dallas, Fort Worth, and even Midland, have gone through motions related to fracking regulation. It's because the organized environmental left political movement understands that currently they have little chance of making gains at the state level in Texas, so they're running smaller fights at local levels. It's a good strategy for them, but bad for Texas if their scare tactics work and allow them to gain a foothold across Texas at the local level. You should give serious consideration to the political philosophy of candidates, even for local office. It's not just about streets and roads, it's about liberty, even locally. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.